Good morning, all. Let's start with prayer. Dear Father God, we're here this morning, Lord, and as we always say, we want to hear from you, Lord. We're before you because we love you. We're before you because we want to serve you. And we're before you because we want to live our lives pleasing to you. We thank you so much for everything you do for us and have done for us and what you continue to do. We're here right now, Father, and we're going to read from your word. And we're going to try to interpret it the way you'd want it interpreted, not the way that we see fit. We thank you so much. We just ask that you'd send your Holy Spirit and just minister to each one of us. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I think everybody probably knows, you know, today is a 10-year anniversary to 9/11. And that was a horrible thing, you know, that happened. And, most of us probably even remember what we were doing that day. I mean, that's one of those days that none of us will ever forget. I mean, so many people got hurt and killed, and it's just horrific on how that, it's not even imaginable to me how somebody could dream up doing something like that and follow through with it. But, you know, I don't know where you were. I remember I was down in Texas is where I was at. And I was at a convenience store watching it on their TV, and it didn't even seem like it was real. I mean, like, that just didn't make any, just didn't make sense at all. It just looked like it was a movie. But needless to say, it wasn't a movie. It was the real thing. And a whole bunch of people lost their lives that day. A whole bunch of people got injured. A whole bunch of people lost family, friends. It's, you know, as we all know, it's, you know, the worst thing that ever happened to this country. But because of that, I kind of want to talk about some different scriptures. And reason being, you know, what's a normal reaction when something like that happens? You know, one thing about it, you know, when something like that happens, we all start pulling together. All of a sudden, those little things that separate us, they all kind of go away. And all of a sudden, the United States becomes a united front. And we all come together and do what needs done. Now, we make sure everybody is safe. We make sure we check, you know, that all the survivors are taken care of. And we try to take care of the families and stuff. You know, we take care of the dead, you know, we get them buried and all that. But what's the next thing that happens? Very next thing is everybody wants revenge. You know, it's time to get even. You know, they did this to us. And because they did this, now it's time to get even. Because we got to make sure they pay for this. And going off of that, I want to read a couple of scriptures. The first one is out of Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. It says, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." You go, all right, yeah, I can deal with that. Well, they're not my neighbor. They're enemies. This is just talking about my neighbor here. You know, enemies, that's a whole different story. Well, I want to read another verse because of that. It says, "But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you." You're like, now wait a minute. There's a whole bunch of people just come in here, killed a whole bunch of our people, did all these nasty, mean, evil things. And it says here, I'm supposed to bless the people that curse me and pray for those who mistreat us? Where do I go with that? Well, we're going to explain it here in a minute, but I'm going to read another scripture to even make it a little tougher yet for us to swallow. It says, "Do not say, I'll do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay that man back for what he did." This comes out of Proverbs. It says right there not to do that. So what do? We just fold our hands and just let evil run amok and just let them do to us whatever they want. Well, there are people that actually believe that's what the Bible teaches. But I don't think it does. And there's a whole bunch of people that agree with me. And I want to give you some different scriptures there is a way to deal with this, and God does not expect us to just sit there and do nothing. So I want to read another scripture. And this comes out of Matthew. You know, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he was talking about, you know, how they should be prepared and stuff. And one of the things that he is talking about here, he says, but understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house get broken into. Jesus was smart enough to know, hey, if you know somebody's going to bust down your front door, you're not going to cower in your basement and wait for him to do that and let him beat you up. You're going to be ready for him, and you're going to take care of him. So right there, you know, he says, okay, I understand, you know, that this, if this happens, we can protect ourselves. But I want to read another verse. And it says, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Okay, now that's something to kind of think about a little bit. It says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. In other words, if I'm standing here and you affront me, you know, I'm going to do my best and I get in a fight with you. I'm going to try to live at peace with you, and I'm going to do what I can do to do that. But if you start beating on me, no, I'm not going to stand here and let you do that. I think that scripture right there allows me to do that. Well, let's read a little bit more. It says, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. So it's saying, okay, I'm not supposed to get even with somebody that's trying to do me in. But it says I can, you know, as much as it is up to me, be at peace with them. And then if I can't do that, I'm allowed to protect myself. But how about the attacks that we just talked about there on the Twin Towers and the Pentagon? Because they were getting away from us personally. Now we're getting into the big picture where it involves thousands of people. Well, I want to read a scripture right here. It's out of Romans 13, verses 1 through 4. And I know it's a lot of reading today, but I was like using the Bible for what I teach rather than what I want to say, because it says it a whole bunch better. And that's the Word of God, where the other parts mean. Everyone must submit themselves to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which is established by God. The authorities that exist have been established by God. So our government, you know, we vote these people in, and if we have bad people, it's because we voted bad people in, but the government is still established by God. And why do you suppose he would want us to have a government? Well, someone's got to run the place. If you don't take care of a place, it'd be like this racetrack. If you don't put somebody in charge of it to take care of it, you're going to have chaos. Well, same thing in countries. You have to have a governing body that takes care of the country. So I want to read on. It says, consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Okay, so if you do something wrong in the United States, it's against the United States. God put the authorities in place for them to bring judgment on you. I'll read some more. It says, for rulers hold no terror for those who fear of the one in authority. For those who do right, I'm sorry. But for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right and he will commend you. For he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Or as it says right there, very plain. There is certain laws that we all live by. Hopefully we all live by the law of God. And in our country, it all started out with God. They're trying to get rid of God more and more. But the authorities in place are still put there by God. And those authorities were put there by us voting them into place. You know, God uses us to do that. And if we want better authorities, we need to vote in better people. and God will help us to make this a better country. But like when something like 9/11 happens, no, we don't just stop and do nothing. Our government has to protect us. That is their job, and that's what they do. So when people have to go overseas, you know, like our son's in Afghanistan. No, there's other people here, I'm sure, got people in the military, and they're out there serving us. And we need people that do that. We can't just sit there and do nothing. We have to fight back. What's that one people say, you know, for evil to thrive, all you have to do is good people just have to do nothing. And that's what that kind of thing brings on. When you do nothing, evil gets just totally out of control. So there have to be rulers, because God knows we can't stand back and do nothing. But there's a difference between ruling and punishing and getting even. There is a difference there. And I want to read another scripture here. It says, and this is God, he says, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. That's the kind of God we serve. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of their fathers to the third and fourth generation. And we can really get into it deep here, trying to interpret this deeper, but the point I'm trying to make with this scripture, he does not leave the guilty unpunished. I mean, we got to do our part through our government to control these people. But as far as getting even, we win, because God is going to take care of it no matter what. I mean, we can go to bed at night. We don't have to lay there and go, man, we got to get even. We got to do this. We got to do that. Because we know, and there's more than just that one scripture. There's several scriptures that back that up. But we just don't have the time to read them all. And they will get theirs. That's all there is to it. So how do you get through this? I mean, how do you... Okay, I can revel in the fact that we're getting even and feel good about myself. So how do I deal with this when I lost friends and family and all this stuff? So I want to read the final scripture. And it comes out of 2 Corinthians. It says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. So, A, we are guaranteed that God will comfort us. And we can get before God. We can pray to God. We can ask for his comfort, and he will give it to us. But there's a whole bunch of us that, even so we know that, and even so we believe it, when things get tough, you know, sometimes the things we're supposed to do is not what we want to do. Like when things get really bad, when we ought to be going to God, sometimes we're just so mad and angry about things, we really don't feel like doing it. That's why I think he has this other verse that I just read, where it says, so that we comfort those in trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received. So in other words, when I see you having trouble dealing with that, then I need to comfort you with the comfort that God has given me. And we all comfort one another and help each other through those tough times when something like that happens. And we can rely on the fact that God is behind us and he is going to see us through. So there's 4 points that I wanted to make this morning. And one of them was, I do believe that we are allowed to protect ourselves. I don't think we have to just stand there and take it. I believe the scriptures I read say that, and I think there's more of them to back it up. I also believe the authorities are here to keep evil at bay and take care of things. And when terrorists come and try to tear up our country, yeah, they're supposed to go fight back. And I know they use our kids to go do that, because when 19, 20, and 21-year-olds go to war, well, to me, at 50-some years old, they're kids, but at you guys' age, you're grown up, I know that. I was grown up at 21, too, trust me. But it's still, man, y'all are young. I mean, you haven't got half your life lived yet, and some of you are over there fighting. So we know that. Third point, yeah, we need to control evil the best we can with the authorities and stuff that God has put in place. But God's the one that's going to get even. That's not our job. And we can sleep good at night knowing that he will. And then my fourth point, getting through all that, there is no good way to get through. I mean, when you lose somebody, when you lose friends, it hurts. And, you know, I lost my mom a few years ago. I don't care what anybody said. It hurt. And it's going to hurt. But we can rest assured that God will comfort us. And then when we see people that are struggling with that, even so they know it, it's time for us to wrap our arms around them and comfort them and really help them. To the combination of God and us, we can get through those really ugly times. And that's the only way that I know how to deal with something like 911. And with that, I would like to close. Father God, the thing we just talked about, Lord, you know what happened 10 years ago and how horrible and horrific that was. We also know that, you know, there's good came out of it. There's people came to know you through that, which that is good. But at the same time, there was a whole bunch of people that died, and I hope they all knew you to where they went to a better place. Father, there's so many loved ones that are still struggling to deal with this stuff. And it's just, I don't know how you would deal with it. I wasn't there. I seen it on TV, and it didn't even seem real there. But to actually be there and witness that, that has to be some memories that a lot of people would have trouble dealing with. So, Father, I ask right now that you comfort anyone that was affected by this. Just touch them. Lift them up on this day, because I'm sure this brings back memories to them that they don't even want. But I just ask that you'd lift them up and then start pointing out the positive things. There are positive things that came out of this, and point that out to people and use it as an opportunity to draw more people to you, Father. We just thank you for that. We also thank you that we live in a country that is big enough to protect itself, and that is, even so, they're all messed up half the time, but they are still trying to protect us. That is what they're doing. And Lord, I just thank you for that. So, Father, in this time, I just ask you to comfort every one of us, because everybody, I believe, was affected by this. Just touch us and just pour out your Holy Spirit. We thank you. But one thing about it, no matter what happened that day, Lord, we still know that it all starts with Jesus Christ. Because I'm sure there are people that died that day that did not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And we know they're eternally separated from you. So I just ask, if anyone is hearing the knock on their heart today, if they hear God calling, that they would answer the call and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Father, that way we know if something else happens, that they will be with us in eternity and won't be separated. We just thank you for that. Father, as we get ready to go race this day, and as we get ready to play, I just ask, well, first of all, I thank you for a beautiful day. It's an awesome day. Thank you for a beautiful facility. We thank you for the fact that they allow us to sit right here and teach your word and minister and worship you to start our day right. We just thank you for that. And Lord, we just ask you to keep every one of us safe and let us have an awesome time. As always, do it for your glory and not ours, Father. And let it just be a fun day. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all.